And he's fully right. You know, I understand he says that with love. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I am okay, which is very surprising. I don't know why. I sound very calm because I am, and I have a lot to say. So I'm just going to dive straight in. I also, in this exact moment, realize one, I owe a friend a long ass voice note response. Life has just been hectic. I haven't gotten there. I'm so sorry. I will. By the time this episode goes up, I'll probably have completed that. So yeah. I know my machine decides to give assholes. Please stop. Okay, I hope I recorded all of that. Anywho, like I said, I realize in this moment I'm speaking a bit slower because when I teach, I have to make sure the students can understand and follow along. And when I speak too fast, it gets out of control. So I've intentionally been slowing myself down. So I think that has come through when I speak and very much like now, same thing. It is helping in a way, so I'm not going to look that gift horse in the mouth. If you don't like the slower speed at which I'm speaking, I'm sure you can just like speed it up somehow. There's always options for that, so yay, that's nice. Anyway, today's topic is mid-year reflection. I kind of got the idea for this from re-uploading the old episodes where I did a mid-year talk, I think it was called, for 2023, and that was fun. So I was just like, I'm making up to that. And ever since then, it's been in the back of my mind, and that has been not surprising because I have been thinking a lot, especially since my failed rebrand episode. I back then fell into a bit of like a comparison trap with other people and what they were doing online and how I was comparing that to what I was putting out online. And because I don't really have like a gimmick or a shtick that I can put up, I have to kind of just give myself over, if that makes sense. And I was like, no, I can't keep doing this. This is not good. And I explained there why it failed when it didn't even launch. So that discovery in part led to my current winter arc that I'm on. And now that we are approaching the second half of the year, which we are already firmly in, by the way, I feel it's best to reflect on what happened in order to move forward in the best way possible. Not only for my year, as in the rest of 2026, but also for the rest of my life. Yes, absolutely, as dramatic as that sounds, yes, the rest of my life. So that's what today's gonna be about. So buckle up, get a drink, get a snack. I have no idea how long this is gonna be, but I'm hoping not too long because I've been trying to do this thing where I get my point across as briefly as possible because I know personally I tend to waffle. So I like to throw figures of speech and examples and things in there. So I'm trying to not do that as much, but I do sometimes just lose my way. So I'm apologizing in advance for that. So one of the main things I needed to do was figure out how to fully embrace my authenticity and live my life on those terms. And that was both absolutely great, but completely devastating. I felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath me because I had built my ideal life around what I was seeing other people do and what I thought I needed to do, and that was not working for me. So when that image was completely shattered and I reflected on it, all I did was found myself in a place where I was completely surrounded by rubble. Everything that was left after it just crumbled to the ground. And that's where I had to sit. And to an extent, I'm kind of still there. I'm a bit further along in picking through the debris and seeing what is actually worth keeping, but more importantly, what is worth keeping to use as the new foundation for my life, because that is what I need to do. And having started the Winter Arc, which in itself is a whole other beast, I began that with the idea of what I wanted to do, what I wanted to achieve, and what I wanted to get out of it. And as I slowly progressed through it, things just crumbled. It just fell apart. It was not going as I planned. It still isn't. And that is why I had to switch things up. And to be quite honest, my entire life has been fairly similar, where I've had to just pick up the pieces, throw it over my shoulder, and move on. And at least the one consistent thing I realized about every single situation is that I have a belief about myself that I can survive anything and thrive through anything. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the environment is, I can do it. Especially if that means pivoting, as I've had to do with my career. It's the same thing for the yearly goals I set. I'm having to pivot so hard because they aren't turning out the way I wanted to do those things. Like, I had an outcome I was expecting, and it's not achievable. The episode specifically was called Like a Bird. I dropped it at the beginning of this year, where I spoke about the goals I was trying to do, and they clearly did not work. So I'm going to reflect on them and tell you how I'm going to do things differently and what I changed, what I'm taking, what I'm leaving, all those kinds of things. So if you haven't listened to the Like a Bird episode, I will link it everywhere I can. And yeah, highly recommend giving that a listen. But if not, that's also cool. I will be running through the list of goals I set for this year. And 3, 6, 9, 12, 13. Ha! 13 goals. I do love the number 13. It's very lucky for me and my father. Ironically enough, we only have one Friday the 13th coming up in November. So that's going to be good. Yay! Anyway, I know my friend is a horror fan. Friday the 13th is like a horror movie. So yeah, no, in my eyes, it's a good luck day for me and my father. Good things always happen. But yeah, I wanted to lose weight this year. I think I actually gained a little. I can't even remember. I was on a scale, I want to say last month. I should have weighed on the first. I forgot. Anywho, I'll do that again. So I wanted to lose some weight. I haven't. I do have a health plan going forward. Don't stress. We'll get there. Another thing I wanted to do was go on outings alone once a month, even if it was just to a coffee shop. I will say I've given myself leniency for the first 6 months of the year because I wasn't working. I am now. And did I do something for June? I can't remember. But yeah, from July onwards, I've got a plan, like I said. I wanted to learn a fighting style at home. Did not work out. I wanted to work on consistent communication with family and friends. I failed so miserably in that. It's actually ridiculous. But, you know, we live and we learn and we try. So I am trying to do better at that. And I will say I'm starting to get there, but I have a plan for that. Yo, I just have a lot of plans. Okay, let me first get through this list. Consistent self-care in terms of like nails, hair, journaling, things like that. I will say my journaling has really helped. Everything else has fallen to the wayside, but we are bringing it back. Save money is something I wanted to do because I've been living off my savings and things. So building that back up now that I've got my job is something I want to do. But I do need to overhaul finances and rethink that. So we'll get there. Consistency on Insta and TikTok. Non-existent. Once again, clearing the backlog on the YouTube uploads. I'll circle back. Eat healthy meals most of the week. It's a completely unrealistic goal because it's not something that is a goal. It is like a habit, and that I find is a lot of my things. So yeah, no. Like, learning a fighting style at home. Cool, but you need to have an end result. Do you want to be able to do katas in a certain time? Do you want to have learned to perfect a certain technique of something, like working with nunchucks or doing stick work? Or there needs to be a an achievable end goal, and a lot of these don't have that. One, which is the next one, travel locally in a solo trip. Let me say that again. Travel locally in a solo trip in 2026. This one, coming back to it. I wanted to do the TEFL course. I did that, and I did that by April. Get a job teaching English online, and I put in brackets work from home. I achieved that in June. And this one, I'm currently working on, read 13 books for this year. So the last three, very, very doable. TEFL course is done, teaching job is done, working on reading the books, those can be achieved. Travel locally in 2026, I've moved to next year and learn a fighting style. I've also moved to next year, but I've altered it. So what I'm going to do is actually go for like self-defense lessons. There's a place I found that does that. So I planned on taking that next year. And then also I'm planning on doing a solo trip next year. I'm not going to give too much details away, but I've got a plan, a place, an idea, everything like that, and a budget. I'm very, very bougie, so I need to work hard to save this money to go on this trip. I'm excited for that. I've already planned it out. I still need to work on a few more details, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be like a nice trip to like start the year and just reset. Because everything in December is like crazy. So doing it in January, just gonna set the tone for the year. Okay, so let's reset with my alternatives. Losing the weight. It's more about losing weight to be healthy, because I'm not at a healthy weight. My weight is kind of hindering movement, and that's not good. I'm working on a meal plan. There are things I love to eat that are actually quite healthy. So I want to kind of make a meal plan and start implementing it one meal at a time. So for example, breakfasts. I want to work on having a few weeks of breakfast, like on rotation, but it's things I know I eat. They fit in with the meal plan. They are flexible and I will enjoy eating it every single day. Then the next week I will work on my lunches, then my dinners, then snacks in between, and then a rare thing here and there. So I need to really just get on that. Another thing I also want to work on is my walking that I've been doing is good, but it's not enough. So I definitely want to incorporate some workouts, and then also mobility and flexibility and yoga. Because I haven't worked out in a while, everything is stiff. So I feel like a thin man. So definitely doing like a yoga workout or something like that, just to loosen me up before going into full workouts by about September, October. That's the idea. The goal is like lifelong health, not just temporarily losing weight and then whatever. Going on outings alone or having like a solo day in the house. That was the second one. Go on outings alone once a month. I've altered that to do something alone, like one day out of the month, but like it's a full leave me alone, I'm doing something kind of day. And I've actually written out every single month and like the theme. So for example, this month is Christmas in July. The 25th is actually a Saturday, so I have the entire day to do something fun. So yeah, that's gonna be a fun surprise. Women's Month is in August. I might be doing something fun there with a family, but also like taking time for myself because it is a public holiday. So I'll see what I do. September has Friday. So I was thinking of, you know, having a nice little meal and movies or something at home with like Bri, or like making hot dogs on the fire, marshmallows, things like that. Halloween is on a Saturday in December. It's literally in October. Well, not December. Oh. In October is literally the last Saturday, the last day of the entire month. So I'm going to do something Halloween-y then. November doesn't really have anything in South Africa. So yeah, I wrote here a question mark next to pumpkin spice, because that usually happens like November. So I thought of maybe baking something or making a drink with like pumpkin spice. We'll see. And then obviously December is Christmas. So it's like the whole month is like, so yeah. That's that. The learning to fight, like I said, that will become next year's problem in terms of like a self-defense class. I did send an email querying it, actually. I don't know if I got a response. I should check. Consistent communication. I'm planning on making a list and then like having it on rotation. So like every week I'll have a list of people I want to connect with, touch base with. And so I'll do that. More self-care, journaling, nails, etc. I really need to figure out the schedule because certain things are just time-consuming. So like a hair mask. If I'm doing a hair mask, I wash my hair, rinse it out. Hair mask my hair, leave it in for 5 minutes, rinse it out. Condition my hair, leave it on for 3 minutes, rinse it out, and then I have to blow dry my hair. Blow drying my hair does not take long, but the process of putting stuff on, waiting, that is time consuming. My nails, if I'm doing my nails, I need to clear a space, do my nails, prep my nails, then put the fake nails on, and then not touch water, like, for as much as possible of the time I have my nails on. That is a bit of a thing, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. So I just need to see what rotation I can do it on and then go from there. But yeah, that's something I need to definitely alter, because once again, it's not a goal. Doing something consistency, it can be tracked, it can be measured, and you can reward yourself. But there is no end goal if it's something you consistently do. Does that make sense? This one is a good one I should alter. So save money consistently. Yes, I should have money I'm putting away consistently, but I should also have goals for achieving that total, you know, like pick a savings goal amount and then work towards saving that amount of money up. That is a realistic goal. Just to save more money when you have no reason, not really viable. It doesn't really work that way. Consistency on Insta and TikTok. This is actually something that is going to be intermixed with the next goal, which is clearing the backlog on YouTube uploads. So my sister actually was speaking to me about my uploads and things, because she was sitting with me talking to me while I was rendering a vlog that I'm gonna release soon. The vlog is just over an hour, and she's like, girl. I'm like, I know, but there's just like, at the time I recorded, I intended for weekly vlogs to go up. Did not happen. And now that I'm editing the footage, I'm just clumping together an entire month's worth of footage. So it's a lot. And she was like, can't you just like break it up and put it into segments on like your shorts or something? And I'm like, I intermingled my recording. So I would record something in horizontal for YouTube, and then I'd record in vertical for like short form content. So I'm thinking, like, why not just simply upload the short or like the vertical version as a short on YouTube, a video on Instagram and TikTok, and then upload the rest of the footage to YouTube as part of the vlog, or include like a snippet to say like segments going up on Insta, or use that as a chance to like plug my social media. Because like the Insta and TikTok and shorts can be like a highlight reel or like a promo for the longer video on YouTube without having to include every single piece of footage. So that's what I'm gonna do going forward as much as I can, because also I can batch the stuff when I upload them, because I have stuff for September from 2023, 2024, 2025, and we're going into 2026. That's like 3 years of footage. 2 years. 23, 24, 25. 3 years of footage that I can post. So there has to be something. So there will be something I can post on each and every single day of the month. So having that now edited, ready to go, is going to be great. So hopefully I can do that by the time September starts. I've got the rest of July and the whole of August to figure out how to do that. So those two are hopefully going to be sorted. I will say I've cleared a whole lot of backlog on YouTube uploads. I did 7 times 5. How many is that? 5, 10, 15, 50, 60? No. 10, 20, 30, 37. I did 37 uploads of old podcast episodes, and I did a couple of vlogs as well. So I'm getting through the backlog quite swiftly. I do know that I have a bit of a thing when it comes to Vlogmas, because 2023's end of year Vlogmas was an audio only one, so I have to make the video versions. And then 2024 and 2025 both had Vlogmas, or Podmas, sorry, in video versions. And I didn't upload the audio versions. So I need to go and do that. Oh, I think I did do audio versions, but only for Spotify, CastBox. I didn't do the audio version on YouTube, so that's going to be a bit of a mess up having to correct that and upload that. But I'll get there, and that's each, like, the 25 episodes, and I have to do three times over, 23, 24, 25. So yeah, I need to still prepare for this year's Podmas. I have no clue what I'm going to do there. That's latest what is. But yeah, those are the things. The healthy meals, like I said, I'm going to get to that in soon. Travel has been moved to next year. Ticked off those two. And I'm currently working on reading my books for this year. It's a mixture of audiobooks and physical books. And I'm loving it. So yeah, now that I've recapped that and done, another change I plan on making, which, funny enough, I just held open my bullet journal, Bujo for short, to look through my goals, because that's what I did the beginning of this year. I used my Bujo, I set it up for the year, and then it ended up being slightly short, meaning it's empty. Like, I have no more pages left, so I'm going to be starting a new one. But from now on, I'm not really going to be using it for planner and productivity purposes. It's more going to be for just journaling private projects I'm working on, private to-dos, and like not for public consumption. That can be my whiteboard, because I feel like I kind of struggled with not including certain things in my bullet journal, or I'd show you the outlines and not any of it fold in because it's gonna go on camera. So I did not enjoy that, but I did love the junk journal section that I have in my bullet journals, sticking things in, writing how things were. I love that. So I'm definitely going to start a bullet journal for the second half of the year, but that's more just for me, not anyone else. And then my whiteboard for public consumption that literally says, set up new Bujo for the rest of the year. So yeah, those were my goals. That's how I'm altering things for the rest of the year. But it may seem like it's a long time, but so did we think this year was going to be long, and we're already halfway through. Because fun fact, life is very long, okay? And thanks to it being long, I have time to think about what I want to do, as I said earlier, for the rest of my life. But for now, I am going to focus on the next 6 months. I'm going to focus on the next couple of years. But I'm going to keep that private, because quite honestly, I have not even thought about what my life plan is going to be. I need to figure out how to set better goals for what I want to achieve. And then from there, I can set up things in terms of like, oh, do I actually want this? Because I can honestly tell you, I still have some of that comparison gremlin in the back of my mind, trying to be like, oh, but this is gonna look better, that's gonna be better. Like, for whom? For why? Not me. So I'm over that. I want to do what I want. I want to figure out what I want and then go for it. I, sidebar, okay, had a discussion with my brother on Friday, and one of the things he said is like, one, you need resilience. Like, you just need to be just like a little bit more resilient, because honestly, I sometimes crumble and I need to just be like, I just need a minute. Like, I just need a minute. And I do understand that, but sometimes I just crumble too quickly, or I let things get to me. And he's fully right, you know. I understand. He says that with love, and I take it as such, and I fully intend to embrace it, because yes, I do need to be more resilient. But I do know I am resilient enough to keep pushing through. And he also said, like, you just need some focus, man, because you're currently like all over the place, and that's your thing. Like, you like being all over the place because you don't just focus on one thing, but you need to narrow it down. And I'm like, okay, yes, because I just said that like a couple weeks ago. Like, I need to narrow the focus down and just do what I need to do. I need to find what I need to focus on and do it. I think there was something I named like finding your focus. I don't know if it's a podcast or something, but yeah. And I'm just like, you're not wrong, you are actually right. So yeah, I'm going to plan things. I just need to find my focus. I do understand that when you make plans and you finally have like a path, life kind of begins to feel more like an obstacle course where you kind of have to like duck and dive around things to make it work. But when you eventually get through it, or you get around it, or you've conquered something, even if you had to stumble and you maybe fell a couple times, like, keep going. Get up, keep going, persevere, get through it, because guess what? Those things tend to come around again. Like, they always do. And then the next time around, you kind of like, you tripped me up. I'm gonna go around you. I clocked you. And that's how we get better as people. So I think that it's not even a issue to have obstacles. It's like they always say, like, pick your problems. You know, certain things are nice problems to have. And I think choosing to go for something is the best problem to have, even if you, you know, stumble, fall. You get up, you dust yourself off, you keep going, because you know, like, I want to achieve this thing. And once you get there, you're going to be happy, or you're going to be joyous, or you're going to feel fulfilled, or you're going to be like, I'm working to build this. And then I'm going to have to keep working to maintain it. But getting here was harder than maintaining it. So it'll be worth it. I just need to first get there. And that's something I think we need more of in this world. Like, actually seeing the struggle. Because a lot of people are blindsided by how hard it actually is to achieve something, because other people make it look easy. In the meantime, it's not. It never was. They just got so much better at hiding the journey, at covering up how exhausting it was, how stressful it was, how they had to claw and climb and scratch their way to get to where they were, or where they are, or where they used to be. And now it's like, oh my word, look at them. And it's like, they're looking at you and being like, you have no idea what's coming for you. Like, you have no idea the path that you've chosen to walk. But the nice thing is, like, we live in a world where people support people. As much of a cesspool a lot of places online, even in person, can be, I'm someone who delusionally, if I may say so myself, believes that there's good in the world, that people want better for others, that they wish them the best, and that, like, you have strangers on the internet being like, you got this, wow, that's so inspirational, and they don't know you and you don't know them, but, like, there's just this happiness in watching people pursue their dreams, and I think that's amazing. So yeah, with that said, the song of the week is Alibi by Ella Henderson featuring Rudimental, and I picked it specifically because of the line that reads, the line is basically the chorus that repeats itself, and it says, you ain't got no, you ain't got no, you ain't got no alibi. Okay? And the song is definitely not about, it's crazy, it's not about anything to do with productivity or anything related to the topic. It is a sampled track that she uses. I'm gonna let you go listen to it so that you can be surprised. But the reason I chose the song is for that line specifically. Don't lie to yourself. Like, why would you do that? You have no alibi when you are lying to yourself, because you already know the truth. You tell yourself you're gonna wake up early. Who are you lying to? We both know it's not gonna happen. Stop that. Don't do that. If you are planning to make things easy for yourself, treat it like an experiment. Test it out. See if waking up earlier is for you. It's not for me. It's okay. I do other things, like record podcasts late at night. It's okay. We all work differently. Know yourself. Don't lie to yourself, because you have no alibi when you are lying to the person who knows all your truth. With that said, stop lying to yourself. Do your best for you. Let me know in the comment section what you are planning to do for this year. If you have plans for the rest of the year, did you set goals at the beginning of the year? I'd love to know. So you do that, and as per usual, I will wish you the very best for the rest of 2026, and sign out with my usual keep being a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.